Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
James, one thing that bothers me, or one of many things, but one principal item that bothers me about the new Pentagon UFO study, so to speak, is that they don't mention any sightings aside from the stuff since 2004. It's as if all of the decades of previous encounters, all of the encounters by civilians, everything that's gone on around the world, they do not exist.
Yeah, and I'll remind your audience that, you know, I went to China, and I spoke to a general in China in uniform. I met with many Chinese researchers. I learned of cases that happened in China in 1994 that were very similar to the Rua Zimbabwe landing case at Ariel School in 1994. In fact, the very same messages from witnesses in China, I think it was the Black Forest region called Mengjiaoguo, and they reference entities, beings, that had a telepathic message about the state of the planet and warnings of the impact that humanity is having on the planet. Very similar to what was relayed allegedly in the 1994 in Africa. So that is an aspect of the phenomenon that's being clearly avoided today.
What about, you talked about the one military policeman who had, actually, let me backtrack and assist on the question first. How many creatures allegedly ended up being captured? I mean, you know, we know the one that the girl saw against the wall, and then there was a report of the military policeman, you know, grabbing one and physically manhandling it into the back of the car. How many total have people said were discovered?
So we don't have enough evidence. We have testimony from a number of people in and around the town of Virginia that there were up to five beings seen. We included, there were sightings after this incident, months after this incident, that are actually included in the extras at the local zoo. But we felt that it was, there was only enough compelling testimony to include two. So, but there's some testimony on other sightings of these beings, up to five. And one thing that is missed, for the most part, not everybody's missed it, Salas, Robert Salas, came to the L.A. premiere, and he commented on the film, and he noticed that there's an interview that we did with the family, the gentleman, the father and his wife and his daughter. They were all standing outside on the evening, late in the evening of January 20th, and they saw an object, disc-shaped object, that was clearly, in their eyes, looking for something. And I kept asking them, well, how do you know it was looking for something? They said, look, it was doing a grid search. It was flying very low. We watched it for 20 minutes, and it was flying very low back and forth. We realized that their home was only a few blocks away from where the girls allegedly came into contact with this creature, where the alleged capture took place with Marco Trevisi and Eric Lopes, and where the military blockade was. So that, to me, appears to be a rescue mission, which is startling. I mean, we're in the edit room editing that segment of the film, and one of my co-producers looked at me and he said, you know, you took some aerial photography of the alleged capture site as well as the encounter with the girls with the drone for aerial footage. I think that the house of the family is just a few blocks away. And there was a shot, actually. It took about 4 hours. We went through every bit of drone footage, and we realized that the camera from the drone, very high up in the sky, was panning straight down at the alleged capture and encounter site, and then it pans up, and you can see the house of this family. And we thought, my God, clearly comes across as a rescue mission. Like there was a spaceship of sorts looking for these beings. Did they manage to capture or rescue some of them? Maybe they did. We only have credible testimony of two captures. So we left the rest of it out just because it was sort of more circumstantial. We just weren't definitive on it. But look, there are aspects of this story. There are a lot of unanswered questions that we would love answers to. But we put what we felt was the most compelling aspects of it down that we had at the time.
So let me backtrack here. The original case, the crash involved a cigar-shaped UFO, but the so-called possible search and rescue UFO was disc-shaped, correct?
Yes, correct. According to the witnesses, yes. Mm-hmm. We interviewed four people that saw that, and they were absolutely adamant about it. They went on camera for the first time in 26 years, and one of them was an entire family. Very compelling. I mean, these guys didn't even want to go on camera. They didn't want their faces shown. When they agreed to meet with us, they had no intention of going on camera. They just wanted us to know. And I convinced them in the field, thank God, go on camera. I'll shoot you from the back. I'll blur your faces. And they ultimately agreed and did it.
In some cases, you even blurred their voices.
I did have to do that on a couple. Yeah, otherwise, they wouldn't have come forward. It was that or nothing. Yeah, it was that or nothing.
That implies all sorts of things. Number one, they're afraid someone in authority is going to come back after them. There'll be a blowback. Or the fear of publicity, negative publicity, because, oh, my heavens, they're involved with flying saucers.
Well, they also, according to the family, they had a visit from a Brazilian UFO researcher by the name of Uberjado Rodriguez, and he was accompanied with American people that claimed to have been from NASA. He goes, we don't know if they were from NASA, but that's what they said. And at the end of their, I wouldn't call it an interrogation, but their interview, the so-called American said that this never happened. You never met with us. You don't, yeah, that was it. Don't ever talk about it. Maybe that had something to do with the fact they didn't, that influenced their decision not to be on camera, not to be, have their faces on camera. Maybe. I don't know.
You know, that's funny, though, because in other cases in South America, any time that there's the report of an American presence, the name NASA always comes up. So, I mean, you wonder if NASA actually is involved or if somebody from the United States is using that because everybody's familiar with NASA.
A very good question. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's funny. You know, you got NASA just like what a week ago, they said they're launching their own investigation into the phenomenon. They even did picked seven people, Mark Kelly being one, NASA astronaut. But it makes you wonder: have they been investigating? I mean, have they been investigating this all along, or is it just like you said, another agency, you know, claiming that they're from NASA? Because it's a recognizable name. I don't know.
It's how interesting it is that we have the Pentagon UFO study and NASA doing a separate study, and that dichotomy is not explained, especially NASA.
Yeah, and unfortunately, NASA will not have access to the classified files, which is like kind of like a broken pencil, pointless. I mean, why would they not give NASA, you know, who's launching their own UAP task force, not give them access to the classified files? How can you make an accurate assessment of what's going on if you don't have access to the classified stuff?
Just think here. I'm thinking back. We're going to break in a minute. I'm thinking back here about whether somebody would listen to your movie and watch it and say, hey, I'll come out with a real perfume with the odor of burnt sulfur and then come out with another object that will disinfect it. Maybe the people who make Lysol disinfectant spray would want to
do something like that. How much could we charge for Eau de Virginia?
And don't forget that James Fox will be back for After the Paracast, our premium show. You won't want to miss it. We've got James and Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
See, we're coming up with brand new products here. And James, you'll have the patent on it, right? That the Ode to Virginia.
I'm certainly first in line.
Well, I think I'll be the last in line. I was thinking, though, the manufacturers of Lysol would want to do this because they'll say, they'll advertise, we are the only disinfectant, I don't know if this is true, that can get rid of that odor.
Yeah.
Or like the jokes when I was a kid. They used to sell these strange things at some companies where you go in a comic book and you see an ad. And you have all these things like a whoopee cushion or something. You sit down and it makes a weird noise. And you spray something and it smells horrible. So they were doing that back in the 50s. And I don't recall what they sold to get rid of the odor. I'm assuming the odor was temporary. But still, you know, there's a prospect here. Bring it back. You know, people are trying to bring back the 1950s. Okay, let's bring back the 1950s odorizer as opposed to deodorizer.
Oh, who knows what will become of this? I mean, they're starting a museum now in Virginia, so maybe they'll have it for availability. Who knows?
Are they going to hold events there? Because you have this object in the city, which looks like a flying saucer, but not the flying saucer that was seen crashing. Do you think they're going to turn this into a tourist trap?
I know, right? I mean, people have said that to me. It's like you can kind of see both sides. Like, how many cities do you know of besides Roswell that claim to have had a UFO crash potentially from another world with live beings, creatures, aliens, whatever you want to call them, captured? I haven't heard that many credible reports. So, you know, they were known for coffee, now they're known for aliens.
Okay. In terms of crashes, do you know of any others, because you've been searching far and wide, any other cases around the world that involve crashes that appear to have some evidence? Because it doesn't seem there is much. We have Roswell, we have Virginia, we have other claims of crashes like Aztec, but no real evidence.
You know, I've steered clear of these until now, pretty much. I mean, I did cover Roswell in my first doc. I covered Roswell in the phenomenon, and I only covered Roswell in the phenomenon because of the connection with the Clinton administration, and it was part of the story with Lawrence Spelman Rockefeller, who was putting tremendous pressure on the Clinton administration in the 90s to dig into the UFO phenomenon. And I think that he even went as far as saying, if you don't do it, I'll expose the fact you won't do it on every newspaper headline across the country. So Clinton said, okay, what case do you want us to look into? And Lawrence Rockefeller said, Roswell. So the Clinton administration went after it. I got Podesta on camera talking about it. And I decided, well, if I'm going to talk about Roswell, I should at least give a snapshot history of the case to familiarize with those viewers that didn't know much about it. But other than that, I've generally avoided these because of, again, going back to that claim that, who's that famous astronomer, Carl Sagan, who said extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. And it's a pretty extraordinary claim. I mean, if you have a UFO crash and live aliens recovered, you better have something to back it up with. Unfortunately, I don't have that piece of, you know, definitive evidence of a photograph or a videotape yet. But I felt there was enough compelling testimony to make a pretty strong argument that this happened.
Looking at the reports of the policeman who had actually physically accosted the creature and who then later developed an infection and passed away, I remember, you know, it's been a few years ago, there was a report that one of the doctors in one of the hospitals had also passed away under what seemed to be strange circumstances after this incident. But subsequently, when I've tried to go back to find that story again, I haven't been able to locate it. As well as the zoo animal cases, I mean, were there any other instances that you uncovered where, you know, people suffered ill health after encountering these things?
No, I did not encounter a single one. No.
Okay.
So was that sighting at the zoo several months later, and we include that as part of the extras in if you buy the film. I think it's either on iTunes or Vimeo. It comes at the same price with about 2 hours of bonus material. Unfortunately, Amazon doesn't offer the same thing for whatever reason. They don't add extras to when you purchase the movie, but iTunes and Vimeo, it does. And so if any of your audience is going to buy it from iTunes or Vimeo, and if you're going to rent it, just get it from Amazon because it's the cheapest on Amazon. So, but we didn't include that in the film. We couldn't quite squeeze it in, another aspect of it. There was so many aspects of the story that it didn't end up ultimately making it into the film. I'm hoping that this will trigger more investigation, more eyewitness testimony coming forward, and this is just the first step in this developing story.
Okay, an hour and 45-minute film, roughly speaking, is pretty normal length. If you were given a chance for a director's cut, 3 hours, you know, kind of like what Zack Snyder did with Justice League in 4 hours and Peter Jackson with the Beatles 8 hours. You do a three-hour cut. What do you put in the three-hour cut that's not there now, or what do you flesh out?
You got some additional eyewitness testimony months after the incident of more witnesses claiming to see these strange creatures. You've got the local zoo that reportedly the strange creatures were seen, and a number of animals died under similar circumstances as Marco Cerisi, the military officer who's deceased after handling one of these creatures, a strange immune system failure and inexplicable death of a lot of the zoo animals. That part we did not include in the film. There's also the reported driver, Eric Lopes. You might remember Gene when we confronted him at his home after being in hiding for 26 years with the help of the local town mayor to locate this guy.
It sounds almost like a police procedural where you come up to his house, he stares out the window, and when he threatened to shoot you people?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a lot more to that backstory as well. He married the sister of the deceased military officer.
Oh?
We contacted her. We tried, you know, people said, you know, well, of course he's going to threaten to shoot you. You guys showed up at his doorstep on his property. And my response was, well, every other possible scenario had been exhausted. He'd refused to meet with any Brazilian researchers. He refused to give a statement to even the very family of the military officer who was his friend, Marco Cerisi, to give any statements to their family. Any requests for interviews, meetings, comments, he's refused. The only thing left was to show up at his doorstep and see if we can get a statement from him, which was what we did. And we were nearly met with gunfire.
Hey, we don't want to get into that possibility with James, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
USA Radio News.
More snow expected in western New York overnight as a travel ban is lifted in some parts of Buffalo. The southern part of the city is not one of those areas. Mayor Byron Brown says there's so much snow there, they have to just haul it out. Former President Trump called the Justice Department special counsel overseeing investigations into classified documents recovered from his Mar-a-Lago estate, quote, super radical left. Jack Smith, a veteran federal prosecutor, was chief prosecutor for a special court in The Hague. Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to more than 11 years in prison for defrauding investors of her blood testing equipment company. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has pledged more military aid to help Ukraine in its fight against Russia. He has also pledged some training and humanitarian support. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Think about it now. UFO documentary filmmaker shot by UFO eyewitness.
I'd rather not think about that.
No, I realize, but did you really start to sweat when you had that encounter with this guy?
You know, I'd probably be in Brazil right now if I didn't have a family and this 8-year-old son. We were so close to so many additional things coming forward, but the situation got heated. We got our lives threatened by Eric Lopes, who's a military police officer. We started getting, according to the witnesses that we either had just met with or that we were about to meet with, phone calls from as a military base, checking in on these witnesses. How you doing? Still living at this address? How's the family? Oh, there's an American film crew there, documentary film crew. Have they reached out to you? Have you spoken to them? How's the family? That kind of thing. Very creepy.
Any evidence that you were being followed during the course of this excursion?
I never saw anything, but I felt it. We all felt it. In fact, we went to a FedEx office, took a hard drive with all the material that we'd got, including the Eric Lopes testimony, including Military X testimony, and we put it on a plane, a FedEx plane, and hightailed it out to the United States. Because I was fearful that we were going to get to the airport, try to leave the country, and have all of our equipment confiscated. It was spooky. It was a spooky feeling. You know, you don't see that you're being watched, but you can kind of feel it. That's what it felt like.
Well, well-trained police officers know how to do that without the potential suspect or target of their investigation sees it. You only see obvious efforts at following somebody on TV shows, because someone will run away and of course they'll run right after them, or someone will take off in a car and behind them is the police officer. But usually they'll follow somebody for surveillance on the sides, areas are not seen, so they're not obvious to connect them to something like this. But of course, for TV, you know, for TV, you don't, from across the street, say, I'm a police officer, we need to talk to you, because the person will run away if they have any fear of it. Instead, you come up to them and say that, so the possibility of them running away is lessened.
You mean recognizing their presence and just going and confronting them directly?
Yeah, it's going to be done with some subtlety, I think. And if you're being followed, I can see where it could be done, especially when you're in a country where you're not totally familiar with everything around you, where it could be done in a way that the surveillance would be invisible to you, not to mention tapping your phones.
Yeah, I mean, believe me, we talked about in the field. And I kept reminding, you know, we kept being reminded that the witnesses that we talked to were part of the Brazilian military. They were part of that family, and their lives were threatened. So what would they do to an outsider like myself, poking around, trying to expose which could be one of the biggest secrets in Brazilian modern history? So I was acutely aware of the potential dangers, and yeah, it was just—I don't know how else to say it. It was just spooky. It was spooky towards the end. Spooky.
You never looked for hidden cameras in your hotel room, though.
No, we rented an Airbnb, and it was—it had security gates and things of that nature. We had a lot of equipment, expensive equipment, with us, and just to kind of sleep better at night, it felt a little more comforted. Not that I'm sitting there saying that the state of Brazil, you know, particularly where we were, was ridden with crime, because I'm not going to say that, but it just gave us an extra layer of security.
To me, though, the continued interest in the military with the witnesses, I mean, all these years later and then calling them up, you know, nice little family you got there, it'd be a shame if something happened to them types of messages. Yeah, that's pretty much a confirmation that something unusual did happen.
It's pretty spooky. It's pretty spooky. Yeah, it was pretty spooky. Yep, it's pretty spooky. And they said to us, you know, steer clear, don't even try to reach out to us for the next 6 months, which we did. And we left. Right after, I'd say a day or two after the Eric Lopes incident, we hightailed it out of there. It was, you know, we were getting pretty close. We'd gotten a lot of very, very, I mean, we were extremely fortunate to get Military X, who was so reluctant. In fact, just a week prior to us getting him on camera, of course, disguised his voice from the back, he was saying, look, there's no amount of money in the world that's going to get me to come forward. We eventually got a meeting with him. I got to look him in the eyes, talk with him, and we convinced him ultimately to come forward. And he was grateful at the end of it. I mean, you know, could you imagine if this had happened, this really did happen, and having to harbor that secret, that level of confirmation that you got to experience and not share it with not even your own family, and shouldering that burden for 26 years, that takes a toll.
In general, we would assume that Brazil has less freedom than the U.S., so when a threat arises like that, it has more impact, right?
You know, it's funny. It's like, I don't think that there was a single witness that said their lives were threatened. It was the way they talked that, you know, you kind of read between the lines a little bit. The consequences would be very severe. And then they would get calls every year, every 2 years, just checking in on them. You still living at this address? How's the family? How you doing? That kind of thing. Just kind of spooky. You know, the whole thing's just spooky. So, but I really am encouraged. I'm seeing witnesses that had gone silent for 18 plus years coming forward, for the first time since 2004, the radar operator coming forward recently on camera in a podcast, I think is encouraging. We'll see what happens in the United States. We'll see what happens in Brazil. I mean, the film's just coming out. It's only been out, like I said, a couple of weeks. And we're on the verge of securing a broadcast deal that would get this into every household in Brazil. I'm optimistic that there are going to be a lot more people coming forward in the coming months, in the coming years on this case. And like I said before, the advantage is that, you know, this is 1996, this is not 1947. So even the military officers at the highest levels are still alive.
With the distribution, is there a possibility here of a DVD or a Blu-ray DVD?
Don't know. It really depends on what the distributor deems possible. It's really, I mean, it's kind of a dying breed, but they might. I don't know. They might.
Some of us still like physical media. Although I have to tell you, go ahead, say it. You were going to say something in response. Go ahead.
No, I would say I like physical media. I think it's great. I mean, it's like, you know, you pop it in, press play, and it's there. Doesn't matter what your Wi-Fi connection is or your internet connection is. It works every time, you know, but it's a dying kind of thing, and I don't know if it's a viable thing these days. I encouraged the phenomenon to have that done. I had a number of requests. Ultimately, it didn't pan out. So I don't know. We don't know. We'll have to see. I even got an old distributor of mine because I had the DVD rights for and the Blu-ray rights for the phenomenon, and I struck a deal with a distributor, UFO TV, and he was going to do it, and then he said, you know what? There's just not enough demand, and it's too much cost, and he opted out.
We're going to ask something else about distribution in our next segment. With James and Gene and Tim, you're in.
The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter-producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
James Fox, by the way, will be hanging with us for After the Paracast, our uncensored premium show. Go to theparacast.plus for more information on getting that and a version of this show free of network ads. James Fox is director of several UFO documentaries, the latest being Moments of Contact, about the 1996 events in Varginha, Brazil. So fascinating. Now, the incident where we have this guy Lopes who threatened to shoot you, are there more details we'd like to know about?
Yes. You know, it's funny because this gentleman, the reported driver, is the only living witness to the second capture. He had been in hiding for 26 years. Not even the family of the deceased officer, who's his friend, could get a statement out of him. Nobody could find him. When I met with the current mayor of Varginha, Mayor Verge, he went on camera and he revealed the fact that he felt that this case really did happen, that he knew a number of the witnesses, that he heard all these different rumors from credible witnesses. He said, look, if there's anything I can do for you while you're here, please just let me know. And I said, well, yeah, how about finding Eric Lopes? So he said, let me dig into that. A couple days later, he got back to us and he said, I found him. And he got a couple of his associates, one of which was, I think, the former police sergeant. It was either in Varginha or near Varginha. And him and his son, who's now he was a politician, is now a lawyer in the town of Varginha, this guy Homolo, and they met us in the town square, and they agreed to escort us directly to Eric Lopes' house. Probably, I don't know, maybe 2 minutes before we were heading out there, maybe less. The arrangement was, he was going to drive us out to the location and then turn it over to us. Basically, just, here's his house, good luck. And at the last minute, I thought, you know, what about you actually walking to the door with us, walking up to the house with us? And honestly, I really feel like that could have potentially avoided gunfire, because had it was just me and my camera crew and production showing up at this guy's house on his property, that could have ended badly for us. But it was a well-known politician, someone that Eric Lopes knew from childhood, who had his 8-year-old son or 10-year-old son with him. It's all on camera. And I really feel that potentially we avoided what could have been a really bad situation. We did reach out after this encounter with Eric Lopes, where he threatened to shoot us 3 times. We reached out to his wife through the help of the deceased military officer's sister, Marta. Marta's on camera in the movie. Marta's sister is married to Eric Lopes. She has not been able to get a statement out of him in 26 years. with her help, we contacted her sister, and we said, what will it take for Eric Lopes to willingly come forward and give a statement about this case? And her response was, bring my brother back to life, and then he'll talk with you.
Would you define that further because of the way he secluded himself?
Well, obviously we're not going to bring the deceased military officer back to life, so that's just not going to happen. In other words, what she was telling us is Eric Lopes is never going to come forward. No amount of money will ever get him to make a statement. And you have to ask yourself, if it didn't happen, if he didn't have any involvement, why wouldn't he have just come out of the house and said, you know, this is a huge misunderstanding. I didn't have any involvement in this case. I have nothing to share about this case. I didn't witness anything regarding this case. Thank you, and please don't bother me anymore. But instead, what he said when we arrived, before we asked any questions, all we said is, we're looking for Eric Lopes. He said, if you're here to ask questions about the ET, he'll never talk. We didn't mention ET. We didn't ask about the incident. We just asked about Eric Lopes. And then he went on to threaten everybody. Why would he have not just simply come outside and spoken with us and said, look, this is fantasy. This is just rumors. There's nothing to it. I've got nothing to say because I saw nothing. I didn't participate with anything. But he didn't do that.
Okay, well, why do you think that he didn't want to talk? That he has never talked?
Well, possibly because he too was threatened, and he did have a direct involvement, and he did drive the live being or creature to Regina's hospital that night, January 20th, 1996. I mean, I don't see any other plausible explanation, quite honestly. I mean, I can't prove it, but it seems pretty, you know, we could probably sway a jury on it based on our interaction with him and the family and everybody else.
It makes you wonder also if it's also not a situation, it's also a situation where he was involved in something that was so far outside of his normal life experience that he's never been able to wrap his head around it. And it's that sore spot in his brain that's always there.
You know, one of the things in the movie... and Gene, I'm glad you got to see this, but when I was standing across from Eric Lopes, who was up on the second floor, leaning out of the windowsill, I saw a face, and I didn't know it was him. I didn't know, honestly, because initially he said he was Eric Lopes' friend. He admitted that he was Eric Lopes. I saw a face that I'd never seen before. I saw a man who looked like he was profoundly troubled, that he had been guarding this deep, dark secret for 26 years and the toll that it had taken on him. I just had never seen a face, I'd never seen eyes quite like it, and I was fascinated. I stood there looking into this man's eyes and thinking to myself, my God, I've never seen a face like this before. It was something that didn't translate in the scene. You know, Dave, the DP, wasn't expecting to have to film at a distance. He didn't have the right lens. The entire time that Eric Lopes was leaning out the window looking at us, he was waving one finger, his pointed finger, index finger, back and forth like, no, 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 you guys are going to get in trouble, no. Bullets are going to start flying. No. He was waving his finger back and forth. Dave said he was super nervous and he couldn't quite get a zoom on him. And when he did, the camera was focusing on something else. And his face remained, for the most part, not always, but for the most part, slightly out of focus and slightly in the dark. But I could see his face perfectly. I was right across from him outside. And that left an indelible mark in my head.
Hey, that's a good place to end this segment, the regular show, the Paracast, and we'll have you back on After the Paracast because I got more questions. If people want to know more about your work and Moment of Contact, where do they find you?
Well, Moment of Contact is on iTunes and Vimeo, and I ask your audience if they wouldn't mind. It's extremely helpful for me if they could take a moment and rate the film on iTunes or Vimeo. If they want to rent the film, I would suggest doing it at the cheapest place, which would be Amazon. If they want to purchase the film, I would do it from iTunes or Vimeo, because for the same price, you get about two hours of bonus material. It's available on most of the transactional downloads, like I said, I think it's Vudu, Hulu, Vimeo, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Fandango, all these transactional download places.
You can find us on Twitter. If you look for the Paracast, although with Twitter undergoing all this craziness, maybe somebody is going to verify themselves and they will be my doppelganger. I don't know. You can also go to the Paracast.shop and get branded merchandise, especially for Paracast listeners. Also, you want to check out the Paracast Plus at the Paracast.plus, where we offer the After the Paracast podcast, always uncensored, always unexpected content there, and James will be back for it. And we also offer this show free of the network ads, and you get all that for low subscription rate. And get this, if you use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, you get a 20% discount on 5-year and lifetime subscriptions to Paracast.plus. That's P-L-U-S, the Paracast.plus. James Fox, old friend, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Pleasure, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.